Page 33, City of Silverton, Council, First Candidate Jim Sears, S-E-A-R-S. Occupation, retired. Occupational background, Marion County Director of Public Works, 2002 through 2007. Marion County Director of Solid Waste, 1986 through 2002. Marion County Senior Civil Engineer, 1981 through 86. City of Salem Civil Engineer, 1979 through 1981. Educational background, B.S. Civil Engineering, Colorado State University. Prior governmental experience, Silverton City Council, 2015 through 2018, 30 years as described above. I am running for re-election because I love Silverton and have the practical experience necessary to understand the continuing challenges we face. I've lived in Silverton for 20 years and have had the privilege of being your city councilor for the past 4 years. During this time, I, along with my fellow councilors, have helped improve the livability of Silverton. We have implemented projects and programs that have managed the city's growth, set realistic budgets, enhanced our aging infrastructure, streets, sewers, water, and building, improved resident safety, fostered partnerships with businesses and government, and successfully engaged the public while soliciting their participation in decision-making. During my 30-plus year career, I was fortunate to serve the public at the state, county, and city levels, managing many different governmental functions. Most recently, as director of Marion County Public Works, I was responsible for Marion County's roadways, bridges, sewers, water systems, building permits, land use planning, code enforcement, emergency management, solid waste disposal, engineering design, parks, and dog control. This work experience, along with my time on the City Council, has provided me a distinct advantage by giving me the knowledge and understanding of the day-to-day services performed by the City and how to address the ongoing issues that come before our Council. As a city, we have made great strides, but I continue to be concerned about the livability of Silverton and City Council's ability to find solutions. I feel my experience can be beneficial to our community and the City Council. I hope you give me the opportunity to be part of the solution by re-electing me to our City Council. This information furnished by James Sears and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Still on page 33, another candidate for City of Silverton Council, Dana E. Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Occupation, Director of Engineering Services, G. Victor Madge, Architect, 1998 to present. Occupational background, Programming Instructor, 15 years, Project Engineer and Manager, 2 years, Homeschool Teacher, 12 years, SFSD Volunteer, 7 years, Silverton Fine Arts Festival, 1 year Chair, HSMS Math Tutor and Robotics Coach, GC for Construction of our Silverton Home. Educational background, B.S. and M.S. Civil Engineering, University of Missouri. Prior governmental experience, 4 years, FSSD Board and Budget Committee, Bond Advisory Committee for SHS Phase 2, 4 years, City Council and Budget Committee, Chair, Environmental Management Committee. For 20 years, I have been a Silverton business owner, resident, and dedicated volunteer. On the FSSD Board, I championed efforts to eliminate educational inefficiencies at our high school and negotiated design compromises in the facility expansion without sacrificing quality. During construction, I served on the Bond Advisory Committee and made spending recommendations that returned over $1 million back to the taxpayers. For 7 years, I worked with the Silverton Fine Arts Festival, serving as chair in my final year. I collaborated with city staff to ensure a positive experience for artists, musicians, vendors, and 6,000 visitors. During my 4 years on City Council, I've continued open communication with staff and the community, doing my best to keep the public informed on city activity. I've fostered partnerships with outside entities and community groups to prioritize local tax dollars for essential infrastructure updates. Since 2015, I've led the city's environmental committee in improving our waste management systems, including the introduction of a residential food composting program. I'm running for re-election because I believe my experience and skill set support Silverton's progress towards efficiency and improved collaboration. I'll continue to question outdated, ineffective policies and will always be respectful of opinions that differ from mine. I'll work with community partners and staff to promote housing options for all income levels without expanding boundaries. And I'll keep working to address overdue infrastructure upgrades with special attention to seismic resilience, utilities, streets, and sidewalks. This information furnished by Dana E. Smith and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 34, another candidate for City of Silverton Council, Crystal Bam Neidigh, N-E-I-D-E-I-G-H. Occupation, physician assistant. Occupational background, physician assistant for over 20 years, 1998 to current. Educational background, Silverton High School graduate, 1990 through 94. Bachelor's of Medical Science from Alderson Brodass College, 1994 through 98. Prior governmental experience, none. Growing up in this wonderful town of Silverton was a great privilege. After high school, I moved to the East Coast and graduated in 1998 with a license to practice medicine as a physician assistant. I have been a PA for the past 20 years and currently work in urgent care. My husband and I decided to return to Silverton to raise our children in 2013. I am seeking your support to become a member of our city council. After witnessing how our current city council functions, it was obvious change is needed. It seems like the council's decisions are made well in advance of public testimony. There is also a concerning lack of diversity of thought in our city council. This has resulted in community members feeling disenfranchised and disengaged. Now is the time for change. As a member of city council, I will solicit feedback, listen to all sides, treat all with respect, promote transparency in the process, and carefully consider your opinions before making a decision. Important decisions with long-term impacts on the future of Silverton are being made without community input. Important, divisive issues deserve a public vote. Homeless camps? Public vote. Demolish or restore Eugene Field? Public vote. The challenges that face Silverton are not unique, but the way we address those challenges should be. Silverton deserves solutions that unite, not divide. Vote for me for City Council because I believe that it is the citizens of Silverton who should determine the future of our town and the job of City Council to support that future, not dictate it. Thank you, Crystal Bam Neidigh. This information is furnished by Crystal Neidigh and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Also on page 34, City of Silverton Council, Lee Harrod, H-A-R-R-O-D. Occupation, professional geologist, retired. Occupational background, geologist, natural resource manager, water resources, oil and gas. Educational background, B.S., geology, LSU, M.S., natural resource management, University of Texas, Colorado School of Mines, hydrogeology. Prior governmental experience, elected SWCD supervisor, Minnesota. Appointed member of Lake Minnetonka Conservation District, Minnesota. Employed by regional government, Twin Cities, Minnesota, 25 years. Consultant to City of San Antonio, Texas, Aquifer Study, 3 years. Raised in a career military family that traveled widely, I continued travel in my professional life. I have a son, daughter, and beautiful grandbaby. Upon retiring in 2015, I started researching places to live. Silverton has a beautiful natural environment, so I purchased a historic home here, assuming such a pretty town must be well governed and managed. I have shifted my opinion of the local governance. Silverton needs a new council and mayor. One incumbent for re-election was fined on 2 counts by the Oregon Commission on Ethics for voting on her own project. Kyle Palmer does not want a public vote on the citywide code change or on needed funding. Streets remain in disrepair. Unfunded proposals keep popping up or never done. Annexation occurred before a ruling by the appellate court has now brought a developer lawsuit. Taxes, fees, and bond assessments will continue to rise until the fiascos stop or are scaled way back. Combine empty downtown lot with an influx of homelessness and tiny houses, villages everywhere. Then I see decline in slums at Silverton's doorstep. St. Edward's Church announced their wish to transition homeless women in a manner that seemed reasonable, but the modest St. Edward's proposal could be achieved in a much simpler manner than passing a massively expanded citywide code change that will make all of Silverton a beacon to homeless drifting into town, finding simpler and realistic alternatives springing from citizen input rather than rushing a plethora of sweeping changes made by a small, closed group is always preferable. This information furnished by Lee Herod and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.